For thousands of women, the thought of entering the workforce after a long absence can be daunting. But an international charity is helping to empower and support those women by providing styling advice, corporate clothes and mentoring, the hope being that they can become economically independent. And recently, the Dress for Success charity has seen a spike in demand for its services, especially from people in regional Australia. The World Today's Sarah Sedgi reports.
You realise turquoise is an international colour. Everybody can wear turquoise. I can wear it. You can wear it.
Okay, yeah.
Sydney woman Bianca Anderson is about to start a new job. And when she takes up her post, she'll be looking the part.
I don't think we've gotten everything. We've given you some jewellery. We've given you pants,
shoes.
Shoes. I think you've done.
And an abundance of confidence. Look, I came here about 6 weeks ago and saw Mari Gay, and she fitted me with some outfits, and I went out and I got a job. I was so happy. I finished studying and I got a job wearing the outfits that Mari Gay suggested for me. So I'm absolutely rapt and I'm singing the praises of Dress for Success.
Mari Gay has been a volunteer with Dress for Success for 8 years with a flair for styling clients.
A friend of mine had mentioned Dress for Success, so I came along and it had just started and it was just wonderful. We were over in Burwood and I thought, oh yes, this is definitely for me, because it was just me.
The charity aims to help women become economically independent through services including providing clothing, mentoring and career development programs. Ursula McGowan is the Sydney branch's chief executive.
So our client base is really diverse. So we work with a lot of young people in getting them ready to enter the workforce for the first time. And often young people don't have the finances or don't have the, the understanding of what's required to get into the job market. We also have women that are fleeing domestic violence situations. They may have left home with nothing. So they'll come to us and we'll provide them with clothing, but also they may be suffering the impact from the domestic violence in terms of their confidence and what they believe that they can do. So we work with them through our career program to really rebuild their capacity, rebuild their confidence to get them back into the workforce. But also they could be women that are more mature in the later part of their life that may have lived quite an affluent life and have gone through a divorce, but they've had no superannuation. They've had out of the workforce for many years. So we really have to hone in and rebuild their skills so they can get back into the workforce and support themselves.
She's heartened by the feedback clients give her.
It's really, really moving, because a lot of our clients, they actually come back to us. They come back to us to sort of say, I can't believe you look at the impact you've made in my life, look at the difference. They're employed, they're supporting their family.
The Sydney office has been running for 9 years now, and Ursula McGowan is finding that demand is only going up.
There's a big need in regional and remote parts of New South Wales. We provide a pack and send service, so distance is no object. We ask our clients to send us a little bit of details and a photo about themselves if they're in remote parts of New South Wales, and we will actually virtually style them. Our volunteers will virtually style them, and we'll parcel up a gorgeous package and send it off to them. So, you know, there's quite significant unemployment, high unemployment rates in regional remote parts of New South Wales. There's big need out there. Last financial year alone, our pack and send program grew by 40%.
She says that for every woman helped, there's a flow-on effect.
The beauty of it is when you help one woman, it doesn't stop there, because she has a much greater impact. She helps and supports her family, her children, her community, her colleagues, and she becomes an economic citizen.
So essentially this is a network of women that are helping other women.
Absolutely. We like to call ourselves a little army, actually.
How many pairs of trousers? We've got two lovely pairs of trousers.
And
they fit you perfectly.
Yes, slightly.
After spending some time with volunteer stylist Mari Gay, Bianca Anderson now has everything she needs for when she starts work.
I mean, if your aim was to allow myself to feel confident and beautiful, well, mission accomplished.
Lovely, lovely selection.
I can't stop looking at my shoes, actually.
Dress for Success client Bianca Anderson, ending Sarah Sedgi's report.